very, very glad to be here this morning. I'm very conscious this mic has a lot of power to it, so I'm not going to sound too much like John the Baptist this morning. I'll keep it calm. I want to begin by thanking you all, and especially your leaders, your lay leaders, and your clergy, for keeping everybody safe during this pandemic. There's been a special burden on our leaders during this time to read and understand all of the restrictions and to make things safe for us to gather in person. And I know that that's a lot of work to do that, and I'm very, very grateful to all of you for cheerfully following the restrictions which our senior staff carefully put out there in order to increase our opportunities to be together and to be in ministry while maintaining safety. So thank you so very much for that. St. John the Evangelist here on the corner of Elgin and Somerset is a familiar place for me. I've been here many times over the years, and I know that you have a long tradition of being a place of inclusion, a place for all people, a place where people can come and not be hurt by the church. And I'm very grateful for your ministry of inclusion and healing. And I wish you all the very best as you look to the future. I want to acknowledge your incumbent priest, Gary, who reminded me at the early service, he hasn't been here for a year, but he's only been here for 10 months. Pandemic time, nobody knows what day it is or year it is half the time. But Gary is, as you know, an extremely gifted and talented priest. And I know he is providing really strong leadership to your parish church. And he's also a great blessing to our diocese as a whole. He brings his creativity, his perspective, his enthusiasm, and his voice, which he uses appropriately. So thank you, Gary. And Catherine, it's so good that you are offering our ministry here. Chimigwech. You've continued to provide opportunities for worship and study, for pastoral care, even for fellowship during these pandemic days. And you've continued to reach out from your parish church to the community around you and the wider community. And one of the things Gary has shared with me is that it's pretty special to be in a place, to use his words, where there are so many people with so many gifts and so many abilities, with a willingness to actually use them for the ministry of the church. And as I look around, at the risk of not naming people, I see Monica and Brian and Anne and innumerable other people who have a role in our diocese, let alone the role they play here. And again, I'm very, very grateful for all of that. As you continue to look outward in your immediate community, and I very much support Gary's perspective on that. You know, the mission field, so to speak, is through those glass doors. You don't have to go far. And for you to understand your ministry in this place at this time is a very good thing to do. John the Baptist had a ministry in another time and place. And we meet John the Baptist this morning, a colorful figure by any description. And if we began to understand John by kind of inverting the reading of it today, we see John came around and he proclaimed the good news. And he proclaimed the good news in words like this: "You brood of vipers, you're going to be cut down and thrown into the fire. Unquenchable fire, in fact." And we might think, where is the good news in John the Baptist? Because it sure doesn't sound like good news. Heavy-duty judgment, it sounds like. Well, there is good news in what John is saying. And it's not about the wrathful judgment of God. Because the judgment that John represents and speaks of is more about setting things right, purifying, maybe a word we want to use, than it is about punishment or punishing. The judgment of God, which John the Baptist represents, is about truth-telling and reconciliation with God. It's not about terror and humiliation. My good friend Albert Dumont, who is my Algonquin advisor, likes to say that, you know, their Creator is just and there are consequences for evil actions. And as he puts it, when we pass on, we will have a chance to review what he calls the soap opera of our lives. And as we watch that soap opera, we will have many feelings. And we will answer for things that were destructive. And we will be forgiven if we choose to be. But the judgment John the Baptist speaks of is more than that sort of personal encounter with things that we may have done or left undone. The judgment that John the Baptist speaks of is about breaking cycles of injustice and exploitation. It's about God creating a more trustworthy world, a more trustworthy humanity, a more trustworthy society, because God is trustworthy. God is trustworthy and just and equitable. And John tells us that God is creating a new order characterized by trustworthiness and justice and equity, a more Christ-like world, we would say. And John the Baptist underlines that a new thing is about to happen, a new order is about to be brought in, and it will be characterized by justice and compassion and kindness. So John the Baptist says this new order is about to begin. There's an imperative to his words. And Jesus will inaugurate this new order. Jesus is God in our midst, is the new order in our midst. And the whole world will see and feel the new order of justice, hope, peace, and love that Jesus is bringing into it. And he says, make sure you don't miss it. Make sure you don't miss it. Make sure you're facing in the right direction. Make sure you can see and feel and participate in this new order which comes with Christ. You don't want to be outside it. And so the people listen to John, and they have a question, which is probably our question as well. They say to John, what are we supposed to do? We get it. This new order is coming, and we don't want to miss it, but what do we do? What should we do? What do we have to do to see and feel this new order? What do we have to do to be part of it? Because we don't want to be outside it. That's not a good place to be. And John the Baptist replies, and his response is really quite simple. Often simple things elude us, don't they? So John the Baptist replies, and he says, what should you do? Go back to where you came from. Go back to your households and your communities. Go back to your work. Go back to the places where you spend time. And act in ways that are just, compassionate, and kind. Go back to your work, the place where you make decisions that affect the lives of others. Go back to your neighborhoods. Go back to your families, your households, your friends, or wherever you spend time. and live with love in your heart. Live with love in your heart and in your mind and in your speaking and in your actions. Then you won't miss it. John the Baptist says, go and be better people. Be the person that God calls you to be. Remember, you are from love, and you're meant to be love in the world, the image of God. And while each of us is made to be utterly and entirely unique, we are called to be the very best, utterly unique person God calls us to be. So he says, go back to where you're from and be a better person. Then you will be part of this new order. Then you will participate in this new order of compassion and justice and kindness. Then you'll be able to see it and feel it. This is Rejoice Sunday, and some of the more terrifying words of John the Baptist are mitigated by other words that we heard read and beautifully sung this morning. It's a Sunday where we hear reassuring words of joy and hope that God is in our midst, that God is our stronghold and sure defense. God is near us. Do not worry. The peace of God will guard your heart and mind. The world we dwell in is not an entirely trustworthy place. The world we dwell in shakes our confidence, our trust, our faith. Many things happen to make us want to think that the world is not trustworthy. But take heart. God is profoundly trustworthy, and God is with us. And God is creating all things towards the new order that is Christ Jesus. And our lives as individuals and the life of the whole world are being created toward Jesus. And all shall be well, ultimately. Many difficult things will happen for each of us along the way, but we know that God is with us in the very worst moments of our life, in the most unjust moments, unjust places. And God showed us that in Jesus. God with us in the worst and very best of our lives. And so be faithful, trusting that God is with you, that all shall be well ultimately. Be faithful and go from here to your jobs, to your communities, your neighborhood, your families, your household, and your friends. And live with love in your heart. Live with love in your praying, in your thinking, in your speaking, and in your actions.